Right now, let's speak to a very interesting journalist. She was recently in South Africa. She writes for Haaretz, an Israeli newspaper, and she was sent to South Africa on assignment. We say welcome and good afternoon to Judy Maltz.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Great to be on the show.
It's lovely to speak to you.
Wonderful to be speaking to you, Judy. Judy, I have read your article that was published in Haaretz probably two, maybe even three times. Thank you for writing it and for letting us share in your thoughts and opinions. Three things were happening in that article, and I want to address all three of them. The first one was the fact that Jews are leaving South Africa. The second one is the fact that BDS seems to be rather powerful and having some effect one way or another. And the third is the community itself and your take on it, whether it's moved to the right or not, or where it stands. So this article, Jews are leaving South Africa. Are Jews leaving South Africa? What did you ascertain?
Well, it seems as though Jews have always been leaving South Africa, I guess since 1976. But there's been waves. And I think we're going through a new wave right now, at least from what I heard and figures that I saw. But I'm sure you living in South Africa know this as well. You must be talking to people who are thinking about whether they have a future in the country, whose children may be looking to study abroad or move to Israel or other places. So I'm not sure it's a mass exodus though, but it's a little spike that I think the figures are pointing to.
The figures that you quoted, which I found particularly interesting, we spoke about a community at its height of being about 120,000, down just pre-94 to about 70,000. And then according to the, you say, preliminary figures arising out of the Kaplan Institute research, that since the advent of democracy, those figures have subsequently dropped by a further 25%, and the feeling is that there are no more than 50,000 Jews in South Africa at the moment. Is that, I mean, it's kind of mind-blowing.
No, that's what I heard from a number of people who were privy to these figures. Yes, and I think that was what was shocking, because there hadn't really been figures to show what happened since South Africa became a democracy. Because after the democracy, what we were hearing here outside South Africa was that there was a lot of euphoria in the country and hope for change. And people who, Jews who were there, were committed to staying and wanting to be part of a new democratic and better future in the country. And these figures show that maybe people are no longer as hopeful as they were 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Judy, when I did the application for a Jewish radio station here in South Africa, that was about 15, 16 years ago, I had to use the figures from the census. Now, the last very big reliable census that South Africa had was in 2001. And from that census, the people who answered that they were either Jewish or Hebrew was 30,027.
Sorry, what was the number?
30,027. That was in Gauteng. I mean, there was very, very small communities in Durban and in Cape Town.
You joking? Right.
But in 2001.
Wow. I didn't know that. So then already.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you decide who you were going to meet with and who you were going to speak to? I mean, do you know anybody in South Africa, Judy?
I did. My aunt, my mother's sister.
Oh, really?
Actually lived there for 11 years. She doesn't any longer.
Oh, okay.
But I'm very close with her. So while she was living in South Africa, you know, I always heard about the country, was very intrigued, and always wanted to visit, but never got a chance to. How did I decide who to talk to?
Yeah,
it's a very good question. Obviously, I had only 10 days. It's a country I've never been to in my life. Of course, here in Israel, I keep up with what's going on in South Africa, in the Jewish community especially, because my beat is kind of Jewish world. And here in Israel, I also follow BDS. A couple years ago, I was sent on assignment to the United States, to the West Coast, to write about BDS there on the college campuses. So it's a subject that really interests me, and I'm interested in finding out how it is affecting Jewish communities abroad, whether it's just headlines and a lot of talk, or actually is it having an effect on government policy, on the way Jews feel, how safe they feel. So I consulted with people I knew here in Israel who are former South Africans and still have close connections to the community. You might know some of the names. Doron Klein from Telfed. Sure. I spoke to Gidi Shimoni, a professor from Hebrew U, who's considered a leading authority on the community. Of course, we have WhatsApp and Skype. So I also called people in South Africa before I came. And my objective was really to get as wide a spectrum of voices as possible into this piece. You mentioned one piece. I'd just like to correct you. It's actually a 7-part series.
Oh.
I think three of the pieces have already got, no, actually 4 of the pieces have actually gone online already, and there are 3 more to go. So the piece you're referring to is the big kind of wrap up of the mood in the community today. But once I got there, there were just so many interesting people and interesting trends I was noticing that we just decided we had to turn it into a much bigger project.
Interesting.
So stay tuned. They're up
definitely
there. If you go
will.
On our website, you'll
we
see
definitely
them.
Will. And whilst I understand what you're saying about us being here and understanding the society firsthand, I find it absolutely fascinating talking to an outsider who peers in, and that's one of the reasons I was particularly excited about speaking to you today. Talk to us about the effect or influence of BDS as you saw it on the community.
So, I mean, it's obvious that people are stressed about it. Now, as I said, I was in America a few years ago and covering BDS there as well. But one major difference, I think, and this is probably why the situation in South Africa is unique, is that in the United States, even if BDS is a bit of a threat or makes Jewish students feel uncomfortable on campus, and I think in South Africa it's also true that that's really where it's felt on the campuses, that perhaps there's 1 week a year where it is really felt, that Israel apartheid week, and that's true in the United States as well. The thing is, in the United States, whatever you say about Donald Trump, and I'm certainly no big fan of his, he doesn't support BDS, right? He's not talking about downgrading relations with Israel because of pressure from the BDS. But in South Africa, you have a government today, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not very friendly to Israel. So, and from
not
what
only that.
I understood, it has to do, it's being very influenced by BDS. So that's what makes the situation in your country, I think, distinct.
I think that there's other things. I think that in many ways, South Africa is looking to be on the wrong side of history. The relationship between South Africa and Iran. Iran is the pariah of in politics today, and while everybody else is distancing themselves, South Africa is signing multi-billion dollar deals with Iran. You know, it's a very, very interesting to see, you know, while, what is his name? Al-Bashir. What is the, when he was wanted for war crimes.
The Sudanese.
You know, South Africa was basically harboring him. I mean, we really are finding ourselves on the wrong side of history. So I think that what's influencing the relationship, the BDS prominence in government and how they've kind of hijacked the foreign policy departments has got more to do with Iran, which of course funds BDS, than BDS itself. I don't think that BDS as an organization are all that successful.
Mm-hmm. But if you read the piece, I think my main takeaway was, despite all this, the reason people are leaving has nothing to do with being Jewish.
Sure.
It's because of the economy, and it's because of maybe people feeling less safe, but I guess that's always been a problem. That's been a problem already for 25 years, but the economy, the opportunities people see for their children getting into university, getting jobs. So it's a white thing, not a Jewish thing.
Absolutely. I think you quoted Milton Shane saying that, that this right. is a white thing,
yes.
not a yeah. Jewish thing in particular.
Right.
Yeah, fascinating article. Really fascinating. Unfortunately, we've
well, read the rest of it.
No, I have. I'm going to look forward to the whole series. And who knows, yes, maybe yes. you'll talk to us again after our time to digest all of that. But Judy, thank you so yes. much for your time. And
thank you. It yeah. was wonderful visiting. I hope to come back again.
Oh, that would be lovely. And you have to come to our radio station.
Oh, next time for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much, Judy. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Judy Maltz. She's a writer. She's a journalist for Haaretz. You can go and check out her stuff, haaretz.com.